Hello everyone, this is Irvin Rue of IrvinRue.com. Well, here's my workout of the day, also a nutrition tip of the day. Now, when you wake up in the morning, be sure within 30 minutes you're either eating or you're exercising. For me, I love to eat and have my breakfast. I actually pre-make my breakfast the night before. This way, I could just add hot water to my oatmeal, which I use old-fashioned oats, the kind that take 5 minutes to cook. And I will add, a half cup of oats, a quarter cup of organic raisins, and then I'll put in about a half a teaspoon of brewer's yeast, which it's nutritional flakes, which provide B vitamins. And then I like to grind up some flaxseed and put that into a little coffee grinder that you would actually use to grind coffee beans. And I add that into my oatmeal as well. So there I'm getting some omega-3s along with some protein. Then I'll add some greens powder drink, stuff that you would get at Trader Joe's, so it provides some chlorophyll and spirulina. And then I'll add a scoop of vanilla whey protein. So it is starting to add up to a lot of different things, but you can eliminate, you know, whatever you would like out of that. And then after I let the water heat that up, I will then add either vanilla almond milk or a chocolate almond milk. I like the flavor of that. You could use regular cow milk if you'd like. That's just up to you. That's a personal preference. So mix it up really well, and that would be a great breakfast for you to start with and get plenty of fiber in your system and help give you some good energy. So that's within 30 minutes of waking up. And now the other would be exercise. Say you're not hungry. You want to make sure you do eat a breakfast. Say after your workout, say you want to get your workout in before you eat. That's okay as well. Start practicing some Pilates and yoga where you can stretch on your back. And try doing some alternating of your legs, where you bring your, let's say we're starting on our back, you pull one knee into your chest and extend the other leg out to about a 45 degree angle, and just alternate, bring your other leg in, take your other leg away from you. And you're going to continue to do that for about 20 repetitions and keep your abdominals tight. Now your shoulders and your head could be resting, or you could lift your shoulders and your head up. Be sure to always press your low back into the mat. Okay, so say you've done that now 20 repetitions, the alternating leg exercise. Now let's just try a single leg lift. So as you're resting flat on your back, the way you would do this is bend both of your knees and plant your feet so that your feet are on the ground near your buttocks, and you're going to straighten out your right leg on the ground. With your arms next to your hips, as you inhale, you're going to tighten up those abdominals and exhale, lift your right leg up to the sky. And then you can lower the leg down as you keep it straight as you inhale. So there's one repetition. So trying to do 10 with each leg. So exhale, lift that right leg up. Inhale, lower the leg down. Keep it as straight as you can. So you're going to continue doing that for 10 repetitions. Exhale, lift it. Inhale, lower it. So that would be 3. So continuing all the way until you reach 10. And then plant your right foot next to your left. You'll take notice in how you feel with one leg comparing to the other. Now, the next would be the other leg. Straightening out your left leg. As you inhale, squeezing those abdominals. Exhale, lift your left leg up. Inhale, lower it back down. Exhale, lift that leg up. Inhale, lower it down. Again, abs are tight. Exhale, lift. inhale lower. So 10 repetitions there. So trying to practice a single leg lift. So you've done your alternating legs, you did your single leg lift. Now you can also circle each leg. So lifting your right leg up, go 10 circles one direction, about the size of a basketball. As you point through your foot, leg stays straight, your hands are on the ground next to your hips. Go 10 times one direction, and then go ahead and change the direction with that leg. So once you have done that, you're going to rest that leg back down. Okay, so now you're going to mirror the image as you would lift that left leg up and rotate clockwise one direction 10 times. And after you have done that 10 times, and you can pause this audio as you continue to move your leg and to catch up, go ahead and change the direction with that leg 10 times. You could welcome to go more if you'd like. This is just a great warm-up to get your body awake and get you moving for whatever activity or you have ahead and plan for your day. So once you've gone each direction with the leg, there's your single leg circle with each leg. Then bringing it down and getting ready to start. Go for a walk. Go do a bike ride. Go for a jog. Whatever you feel comfortable doing. Just get fit and get moving. Now back to the nutrition part of it. So you had your breakfast. Have a post-workout snack. Or have a smoothie with whey protein. So try to eat every 3 hours, even if it's a small snack, a handful of nuts. It could be a small sandwich. It could be some almond butter with some jelly. Just be sure that you're trying to eat good foods and nutritional or nutrient-rich foods as much as you can. And making sure that you do have a lean protein with each meal, and then try to drink water throughout the day, at least 8 glasses throughout the day, 8 8-ounce glasses at least, and have a glass of water before each meal and during the meal. This way it helps to fill you up so that way you're not tempted to overeat. So, well, good luck to all your health and fitness. I hope these are some healthy tips and helpful tips for you to be able to get fit and get moving and get into better shape and go out and enjoy the beautiful days ahead. Please check out more videos that I have at my website. I have links from my website going to other websites I have. So go to ervinru.com. That is ervinruhe.com. Hope those are helpful, and I look forward to talking to you in the next podcast or audio. Good luck and be healthy. Bye now.